2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 11. I have become a fool. You forced me. After all, I ought to be commended by you because I was not inferior to the super apostles in any way, even if I am nothing. The signs of an apostle, signs and wonders and miracles, were performed among you with all perseverance. For how were you treated worse than the other churches, except that I myself was not a burden to you? Forgive me for this wrong. See, this is the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you, because I do not seek your possessions, but you. After all, the children should not have to save up for their parents, but the parents for their children. But I will very gladly spend and be completely spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you all the more, am I to be loved that much less? But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Oh, but I was just being crafty and using deceit to exploit you, wasn't I? Did I ever take advantage of you through any one of the men I sent to you? I urged Titus to go and sent our brother with him. Surely Titus did not take any advantage of you, did he? Did we not walk in the same spirit, in the very same footprints? Are you thinking that we are trying to defend ourselves to you all this time? We are speaking in the sight of God in Christ. Dear friends, all these words are for your strengthening. For I am afraid that when I arrive, I may not find you as I want you to be, and that you might not find me as you want me to be. I fear that there may be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfishness, slander, gossip, pride, and disorder. I fear that when I arrive again, my God will humble me in regard to you, and I will have to grieve for many who sinned earlier and have not repented of the uncleanness, the sexual immorality, and the lewd sins they committed.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.